Chapter 1. Back to School. When two people decide to get a divorce, it isn't that they don't understand one another, but a sign that they have, at last, begun to. Helen Rowland. Although the white male receives very little respect in today's American society, there was a time when the reverse was true. After centuries of medieval kings, popes, and serfs, a handful of European intellectuals found themselves on the cusp of overturning an entire global order. The 16th-century Protestant reformers rejected the mystical powers of the Pope. Logic would thus follow that the king was nothing more than a mere mortal as well. And if the Pope and the king were mere human beings, then reason would follow that there was no intermediary between man and God. Man thus had a direct line of communication with his Creator. Imagine how this paradigm shift would have empowered the individual to shoot for the stars without any outside interference from other human beings with arbitrary power. Now imagine this new paradigm of thought colliding with a distant land, free from the medieval baggage associated with Europe and Asia. Imagine further the impressive DNA associated with these risk-takers, who were willing to travel across treacherous oceans and mountains just to experience a level of freedom that had eluded every other human civilization since the dawn of mankind. The ultimate plan was dependent on 18th-century American white males with property having the intellect and the character to resist voting for politicians who were corrupt, inept, or both. From this democratic foundation, a newly discovered land would attract risk-averse human beings from every continent on the planet. And these millions of human beings were liberated from the shackles of tyrants, monarchs, and warlords. This set of circumstances explains how the USA became an exceptional country. America put into practice the most extraordinary manifesto the world had ever known, and in doing so, an unpolluted land coalesced with a groundbreaking script on how human beings could find the most purpose and happiness in life. Today, of course, there is no longer glory in the American founding. To the best and the brightest at our prestigious American universities, the U.S. is merely a sham that left out slaves, women, and natives. Forget the fact that taking arbitrary power away from a monarch was one of the biggest gambles in human history. With today's intellectuals, the American founding fathers were simply privileged scoundrels whose monuments and namesakes should be removed and destroyed. It is no secret that our once proud country is drowning in guilt, dysfunction, and apathy. The United States is today the beautiful yet fragile supermodel who can only see ugliness and imperfection when she peers into the mirror. Yes, all of us can feel the division and the dysfunction in our democracy, but we don't know where to begin the conversation. When the U.S. went through its first divorce in the 1860s, most Americans understood what the breakup was ultimately about. Today, things are not quite as simple. Unlike the 1860s, we're not having any real divorce discussions. We're not watching Stephen Douglas and Abraham Lincoln laying out dueling platforms with moral and intellectual clarity. With today's divorce, Americans are only listening to big money bias and the fascist thought police. Today, careers are lost, and reputations are destroyed overnight simply for saying the wrong thing to the wrong person. And anyone who dares to challenge the conventional wisdom of the elites is deemed to be an unenlightened lightweight, or even a personal threat, to those select groups who meet today's politically correct criteria of being disadvantaged. In a world where judgment-free zones and political correctness seem to overtake any type of rational discussion about how to correct the significant issues of the day, we are often left with these types of academic challenges at many of our prized American universities. Should disadvantaged college students be afforded safe zones to feel more comfortable in their well-being? Should human beings even continue using words like man and woman? Or should gender identity be a fluid and individual choice? Were traditional codes of morality designed to keep white males in power? Do white people understand that their consciousness is flawed because of privilege? Yes, we have come full circle as a civilization. The country founded on perseverance of the highest magnitude has now found a way to intellectualize the ridiculous notion that its founders were flawed beyond repair.